Lift the banner of Christ high, bring ye glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. I will stand for God in honor. My God, fight the enemy on faith, but to ground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. I will stand for God in honor. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Leave the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. I will stand for God in honor. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Lift the banner of Christ high, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. The Bible says that every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But these shall be with the burning and fuel of fire. He said Israel is like a young lion that is drunken with the blood of his enemies. Do you know the implication? His eyes is red like wine. What's the color of your eyes? What's the color of your eyes? When you appear in warfare and your eyes is not red, the enemy will not bow. There is a certain mode you take. Israel is like a young lion that is drunken with the blood of his enemies, and his eyes is red like wine, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. It's my weapon I'm waiting for. The thing just came. Ayako Mahatas Ayabakataria Soba Akatia Mananke Takuta Batia Sala Kahata Sia Kakakaka Kuba Kakaruba Kakakakua Saka Kaka 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 Listen for me, listen. This is the wrong time not to pray. You don't know the purposes of the equipment that comes on Zion. Is the man be man to do what it takes to confront the enemy? The prayer of Paul is that not that we might be unclothed, but that we be clothed from our clothed. Where is your garment of war? Where is your garment? listen to me. We are in December, right? Let's thank God for bringing us to December. Glory to God. We glorify your name, mighty one. But the truth is that I'm not happy. Father, we glorify you for bringing us to December. But I'm not happy. Do you know why? You are about to carry the baggages of this year into next year. If we look at, there are many reports I'm getting from everywhere, and people are comfortable. They want to carry it. I'm angry in my spirit. Many of the baggages that is in our different families, because what is here is a sword hanging from the spirit, and it's hanging on families. I say your family will not enter next year the same, my friend. So Akaya, Kaya Kukokoda, Koba Kakaya, who is angry in the spirit with me? Hey! Enough is enough. Sia, Kaya Baba, Emmanuel, pray. Are you not angry? Be tired. Emma, be tired. Emma, be tired. Emma, be tired. Ay 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 ay. There is an advantage in the spirit now. Leave the banner of Christ. If you insist, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. Oh my God. Leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. 2 more minutes. Fight the enemy. Oh my God, leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. High boy, be tired. I will stand. Take a stand, take a stand, take a stand. Fight the enemy. Leave the banner of pressure, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. Oh my God, fight the enemy of faith. Christ, bring the glory to us here. I will stand for God. You can be seated.
Son of God, he beckon on you. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One. Arise, arise, Son of God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One. We bring the ark to the war front. We bring the glory to the battle. And as in the days of old, once the ark is brought to warfare, the children of Israel will lift up a shout in victory. As long as the ark is there, then it shall turn to their own favor. We bring the ark. We bring the ark. We bring the ark. We bring the ark. Let's sing this song softly 3 times. And let your enemies be scattered. Reduce. Let's sing it with our voice. Arise, arise, Holy One. Let me hear your voice. And let your... After 3 times, join us. Arise! Engage with your spirit. Engage with your soul. And let your enemies be scattered. It's not a song. It's a prayer. Let your name be praised. Arise, arise, Son of God. My God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One. And let your name be praised. Arise, arise, Son of God. And let your enemies be scattered. Arise, do not keep quiet. O Ancient of Days, do not ignore Almighty One. Do not keep quiet. We invoke your arm of strength. And I know the one that broke Rahab, that wounded the dragon. Allah, your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One, my Amaka. And let your name, in Jesus' name, pray softly. It was David that said, the Lord is the one that teacheth my hands to war, my fingers to battle. It was David. When everything has been concluded, you will find out that it is warfare we are going for. And in that place, a told us that there is one clothed in raiment. He's riding upon a white horse. His eyes is red. If his eyes is red, my eye need to be red. Everybody in that troop has to have a red eye. Do you know the problem? Your eye don't become red because you want it to become. You don't ask, oh God, make my eye red. No. This kind of redness of eye is as a result of how much blood you have drank. I say, how much blood have you drank? What is the color of your eyes? Ask your neighbor, what is the color of your eye? What did he answer? Ask the person, what is the color of your eyes? What did the person answer? Huh? What was the answer of that lady? Let me hear her answer. Yeah, because you start sending some questions on what's the color of your eyes? Your eyes is not red yet. Are you not seeing I'm not normal? There is nothing you will make me to be normal again. I've crossed the Rubicon. Satan has lost hope on my own head. Harry, what's the color of your eyes? He said it's getting to red. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for bringing us to last month of the year. Is a mighty thing that God has done, and we bless God for how far he has led us. Somehow the most powerful thing he did for us as a corporate body is that he gave us grace to be consistent. There is no week of this year that fire was not burning on this corporate altar. Irrespective of all the things that happened this year, the fire was burning. And we thank God for showing us great mercy. And my prayer is that God will receive our thanksgiving. And the proof that he has received our thanksgiving is that he will do more. In 10 seconds, ask him, Lord, do more, Lord, do more, do more, do more, Lord, do more, do more, do more, do more. The fact is that if he wants to do more, he can't use any other person. He will have to use you first now. Do more, do more, do more, Lord, do more, Lord. If you accepted my thanksgiving, do more, do more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wow. Anyway, our year have started since September after Sonship Conference. You would have noticed that it seems as if new window was opened for us in the spirit. And I celebrate everybody that is consistent. And I noticed something. How many of you noticed? Since we finished that Orifte program, Orifte brethren started missing our prayers. I'm sorry for you. People like Chibeze. The day they will knock you on the head. Why am I saying this is not what I want to say? Help me, Holy Ghost. But there is no Okudeli here and there is no Solomon here. I'm sorry for you people. Is as powerful as that program is, it's not about the program. It's about what you do with it. The clips from that program is still causing havoc everywhere. That's how heavy it is. It was what we went for. I'm not sure we have gone to that kind of invitation before. Because I went with all my men of war. Jesus. There is one picture I saw Rabbi. He was standing on top of me. I have to look well to know whether is this Rabbi. Rabbi, you don't change. I apologize for making you into another man. Rabbi is... Come. Let me show you who I'm talking about. So that you...
Imagine this young man now standing like this on two chairs on top of a church and groaning. Look at the way he is dressed, and he is an office man. Unfortunately, the query site does not respect your physical attire. When you come here, you roll up your sleeves and begin to labor. So we'll continue our teaching. The way I'm looking at this teaching, we might continue till next year. The way is big, because we have not scratched the team. We still have up to four to five subtopics. We want to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, do a significant work on this matter. Because part of the instructions that God gave me, I will not tell you, but I believe that a time will come that many of these teachings will be a repertoire, something, a reservoir, a bank. It will be a store of knowledge and information. In case people want to search on matters, they will come and see a series. It might not be all that they need, but it will give them a lot of foundations to begin to work, a lot of raw materials. Amen. So where did we stop? If you have questions online here, be writing it down. If we have time, we can answer it today. If we don't, we continue tomorrow. Where did we stop? I want one person to answer for me. Obi Vera Chiamaka, where did we stop? The oracles of God. The oracles, which one? Did we have many? We did number one. What did we do? The number two. Okay, let's enter number three. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter number 3 is, I saw somebody using tear for me jotter. I thought we are selling jotter there. Has he finished? Let's leave it for today. Because that something is telling me not to leave it. I don't like to sit here for me jotter. Let's leave it. Or should we touch it? The third one is men. The third oracle is men. As a matter of fact, if you are still a young believer, the majority of God's words coming to you will have to come through men. I think my brother spoke a lot about it. And that is why you have to be careful the kind of voices of authority that you have surrounded your life with. Are you with me? Their accuracy and capacity to pick the voice of God will greatly affect your progress in God and even the administration of your destiny. Are you with me? Imagine you following somebody that is not correct, that his ears has not been tuned to heaven. One of the greatest things that happened to me is that I got linked up with a man, and the man, one of his greatest strength is that his ears, you can trust his ears. There are many things that people eulogize him for, but one of the major things for me is his ears. The man can hear God. And when I noticed it is true, for many years I've been laboring to enter that thing, and I began to see the many reasons why he's able to hear God. I will still show you people. There are up to 12 things that affect the accuracy of the voice of God. 12. Yes. I think I've taught you people one. Are you with me? So the number three oracle is man. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 said, God, who at sundry times
and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the what? So God speaks majorly through men, and when men speak for God, their words become prophetic, because in that instance they are not giving you information as something coming from their own fountain. They are representing God in that kind of communication. Are you with me? And I need to tell you that this kind of prophetic insight or the speakings of God through men is not necessarily a matter of giftings. Let me give you an example. There are many times many people here have been asking me many questions on this matter, on that matter, many things. Do you know majority of my answer just come to me with me doing bedpans. 70-80% of those questions were answered after 2 to 3 weeks of bedpans. In fact, they now had new questions, the former one. So many people came and they told me that anytime we teach, I will handle one of the questions. Anytime it has happened to you, just raise your hand. Okay, at least in the presence of two witnesses, even though we have more, a matter is established. So somebody has asked me a question, and I told him I wanted to answer. The Holy Spirit now told me, tell him to listen to our messages. When he listened to 1, 2, 3, 4, anyone he listened to, you say he's talking to him. Anyone he listened to, say he's talking. How can he be talking to him only? Meanwhile, what we were talking about was something that was taught sometimes 6 months ago, 9 months ago. That is why you cannot. One of the greatest mistakes you will make as a teacher is to teach maybe just based on the present audience that you have, aside the fact that we have noticed that there are many people that follow us online. Beyond that, there is a generation, there are many people coming that they have not succeeded in making contact with you, that the act of God's mercy will bring across your path in the near future. Those kind of people will benefit from the same fountain, and as of that moment, as long as it's coming from God, it is still relevant, because the bowels of God is the bowels of eternity. It means that anytime he came, there is a story I heard of somebody like Benihin. I'm still talking about the oracle of the voice of men. Actually, that is the most consistent. More often than not, God will choose to speak through men. In other words, if you ignore the verses of men and you don't know the principles of honor, many times you will be locked out from the voice of God. So that many of the instructions and the things you seek guidance on the matter, people has passed through it, and many of them have recorded it in their media materials. So when you come across it, you begin to hear instructions. There are messages you will listen to, you know 100% that you are the one that they were talking about. Meanwhile, the person speaking on the message didn't include you. He didn't see you physically. I listened to messages long ago, like the one I listened to 2011. And when I listened to the message, the man speaking in the message said, look at you now, powerless. Think it's about talking. Say, go and preach, do evangelism. And you went there. You have preached and you have done evangelism and everything. Now, when it's time for action, you disappear. Have you not been doing it? You can preach and even do all the things. When it's time for action, you disappear. Say, look at you now, powerless. See, you behave, you are like unbeliever. What he calls unbeliever is unbelievers. I say, who is this man? Who gave this man the right to talk to me? Meanwhile, the man preached the message. I say, who gave him the right? The man doesn't know me up till today. But as far as I'm concerned, the man was talking to me. And it became true that he was talking to me, because my application to the instructions that came from that message is what brought me here. Because he told me, look at you, you can't fast now, you can't pray, you can't sacrifice, you can't do anything. Look at you. God, the power in you can't come and nothing. It's the same thing that happens to unbelievers. It happens to. I said, who is this man?
He said, see, he told me it happened to me too.
That he went, and his own is that when nothing happened, and he went with a young man to preach, and the young man touched cripples, they began to all kinds of. He said, God, when will you use me like this? He prayed, and when he prayed and fasted for long, he now asked God. God asked him, why do you need power? He told God, so that if I appear, all these courtesans and all these unbelievers, they will fall down, and they will know that you are God.
You know, this thing, reason looks good enough.
God told him, I don't give my power for curiosity. I give my power because I care. Say, you have not developed compassion. When you develop compassion, then the power comes. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is that as far as that matter was concerned, I was the one that the man was talking about. Meanwhile, this was a message he preached many years ago, and his present audience that heard him benefited from that fountain. Meanwhile, it's an eternal river. We cannot estimate the extent of the impact of God's word. It will travel and begin to affect men. The only time it will stop working is when its purpose has been accomplished. And if it is true that there are generations to come that need the content of those words that is in those messages, then the message will still be alive. That is actually the reason why you cannot afford to just be teaching without life in your messages. It's not about teaching. There are many people that just feed their head with knowledge, and they say, just be teach. As good as that is, when you are true with, we study hard here. But when you are true with that, pray until life enters it. Because what people are looking for is the life. Oh. Even Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. The Bible said that the letter kill it, but the spirit give it. So it's about the life. There is something that makes you listen to me. If not, you will stop. It's not so much about how correct I am. Now, we labor to be correct. But accuracy is first a matter of spirit. Are you with me? Before it is a matter of letters. In other words, somebody can be correct in letters, but is wrong in the spirit. And then somebody can be correct in spirit and wrong in letters. Both of them is not a good place to be. But if you have a choice, choose the one that is correct in spirit. Because most times, those people that are correct in spirit will impart you with the right spirit, and you will be living the correct kind of life, even though you did not get the full doctrine. Are you with me? So that many of us that sat under the holiness movement and conservative movement, we caught the spirit. We now grew up and found out that many of the things that we are taught, we are not totally correct, but we caught the life to prove that the spirit behind it was correct. Now their letters might not be 100% correct. So what is more important? Because that is what made us into the kind of being that we are. Are you getting the point? Then there are people that gave us the correct letters, and after we heard it, we are still in fornication. When we heard it, when we are true, we are still in many things. That is to prove to you that even though the letters we are correct, the spirit is incorrect. Are you with me? Now, back to the voices of God. Now, there was a time Benihim preached a message, and in that message, you know, he does broadcast. He said, there is somebody listening to me. Called his name. Don't know. Let's say, what name will we, are we going to use now? She said we should use Amaka. Who is Amaka here? You are Maka? Agambo Tahatas. Okay, you are Maka now. It is the same thing. So, he said, there is a lady listening to me. You are on red. You are sitting on a sofa. And your name is Amaka. I don't want to, the reason why I don't want to use Amaka is the lady was suffering from cancer. See the problem now. So but when he ministered, there was no now when he ministered, actually there was no lady like Amaka. And that he, the day they broadcasted the message, is a rebroadcast. He was on missions field, and because he was not present to do this is your day for a miracle, they have to replay one of the messages, and it was that one. And ethics demands that if there is a word of knowledge that is in that message, it should be edited out, because it's not life. So a message that is not life, and somebody gave a word of knowledge that is life, is incriminating. Guess what? There is a lady watching that message that is a rebroadcast, that the name is Amaka, that is sitting on a sofa, that is suffering cancer. And he said, the Lord is healing you now. The power came on the net. A rebroadcast. I said, what is in a message? It is traveling from eternity. That's what I want to tell you. So, you at that instant will do yourself a disservice if you don't heed the voice, thinking it's coming from man. Huh? So, just because a message was preached long ago doesn't mean anything if it is relevant. Sometimes God can keep you on one message and one preacher for 2-3 years. People like us, God kept us on one preacher for 10 years. One. I was listening to one man until my foundations in Christ became strong. One man. See the way I speak, and sometimes I behave, you know, you behave, the lion thing comes on you. We are not the first that wore the garment. There is a man that wore the garment, and he is from this southeast. The man, that man you are thinking about, he is the one. When he speaks to you, when he's speaking, the thing he's talking about, it will come and hang like a garment on. I see, I sat physically under this man. Missions Conference 2017. He jumped on the stage and said, "The chariot of fire fell from the inside." All of us ran under the. We didn't know when we ran under the seat. Nobody told us. I say, "Who is this man?" Elders, fathers, his senior pastors, everybody is under the seat. He will stand and be looking at you like this. I said, "God have mercy." Sometimes I will even think he is looking at me, but he's not looking at me. We didn't know that that thing is entering us. Actually, the first time I was given opportunity to preach, when I preached, the person that heard me said, "Do you know this man that I'm talking like him?" So for those years, I counted his voice as the voice of God to me. Are you getting the point? That is what I'm trying to prove in practical terms. It's beyond this, but I'm specifically using this in context to bring to you the fact that men can be oracles. In fact, not can, okay. Men are one of the oracles through which, in fact, the most common is men. The most common is men. The most common is men. And it's not just pastors. God can speak with your, God can speak through your children in your class. For example, many of those things that your children is telling you is a revelation of the kind of ministry and the next stage of the ministry that God wants you to enter. Maybe you have been praying and you did not understand it. Suddenly some of those kids will begin to say some things that is bigger than their age. No, there are things your pupils will say in class, you will know is bigger than their age. You will know that an ancient spirit has entered these ones and has begun to speak. So the Bible said, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners, you understand it? Sundry times, one, diverse manners, So the speaking of the voice of men is in diverse manners. Diverse. But most times, whenever we speak about the oracle of men, the only thing people put their mind to is a prophetic ministry. Not even if it's prophetic ministry, is even good. It's more or less the prophetic gift. So you come and tell him, I see a young man. I'm seeing a name that starts with H-A-H-A. You say, my name is Harissa. And then you say, you are wearing a white singlet. And your shoe is black. And then they will begin to tell you one or two things about your life. That is good, but that is not my major emphasis. My emphasis is what you can work on and work with as an average believer. What you can count on at any time. You see, as good as those things are, it keeps you dependent on the gifts of men. Are you getting the point? So most times, those men, when they notice that they are now under pressure to manifest, and most times they give you extra luggage. What do I mean? Some of them can start well. They can say 10 things. The first two is correct. The remaining 8 is obolobo, as in his baggage. Because of time, let's travel, because we have a lot of ground to cover. The next one is the scripture, which should have been the first, but it doesn't matter. There is really no alphabetical order. The scripture, that is the fundamental oracle of God. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 18. As a matter of fact, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. As a matter of fact, we still subject all other oracles to the oracle of the scripture. Huh? The scripture is like the plumb line. Who did anything? You are an engineer. Did anything with survey, building, or whatever? You know, let me use you. You know, what is a plumb line? A plumb. What do we use it for? Huh? Let's find out from him. See, the mic is not closed. Go and bring it. So we'll leave the question. Let's answer it, because it is used to check. He said the level of what? He said is used to check whether the blocks are straight. The right word to use. There is one word to use, and you will cover everything. Alignment. The word to use is what? Alignment. That means that every single word spoken by God from any means at all. How do I put it? Okay, anytime the voice of God comes, there is a reason why we call it the voice of God. Are you with me? It means that no matter the oracle, no matter the oppression, no matter whatever you see or you explain concerning the voice, one thing is consistent. It is coming from one source. Are you with me? Now, and if it is coming from one source, then it can be standardized. Stay after me, standardized. So the instrument, the number one instrument for standardization of the voice of God is the Holy Scriptures. What did I say? the number one instrument for the standardization of the voice of God is the Holy Scriptures. And you know what I mean by this. I mean, from whatever, even if a prophet told you, a prophet came and told you, since we are born, Enkechi, since we were born, there is nothing that prophet has told you that is a lie. I say we still need to check it in the Bible. Since you were born, are you getting the point? Then you had a vision, and that vision is so clear that when you woke up, you were feeling goose pimples on you. I say we need to check it, the Bible. As a matter of fact, you will not even understand the applicative dimensions of your visions and revelation and the voice of God until you consult the scriptures. We're looking through some matters with my brothers this afternoon and this morning, and one of the things we stumbled upon was the fact that one of us said that a voice came, that there is an instruction that some guys were given as a result, as a proof of the fact that the church is weak, and the word they use is that you have not so learned Christ. You don't need to go far. This phrase, is it not in the scripture? All you need to do is to go and dig out everything in the scripture that have anything to do with that phrase, you have not so learned Christ. Stop cracking your head. It's not mental exercise. It's already in the scripture. Are you getting the point now? Now, if there is any other vision or whatever you saw or heard that is contradictory to the scriptures, then discard it. Now, if it seems too good to be discarded, I will give you the second advice. There are two advice I will give you, two counsels. One, discard. Two, if it looks too good to be discarded, maybe it has fulfilled many other requirements, but it's just the scriptural alignment. Do you know what to do? Keep it first. Don't go and act on it. Keep it to last for long. Then when you put it to the test of time, you will now see that the word of God doesn't lie. It might mean that your understanding of what is in the word or what is in the vision or the voice has changed. That is what affected what you thought was in the vision. As I've told you people many times, imagine if you are not in this kind of our setting and then you suddenly saw yourself in a vision. Who will I use now? Who will I use? Is your father born again? He's a church goer, right? He's not even going to church. He's like this. Mahasosala. So he's a good example. So you had a vision, and in that vision, you are pregnant and you are giving birth. And you went to tell your father that I'm pregnant too, and I'm giving birth. He will say, Christopher, I've told you. Where did you say you are even going to serve? See, what is affecting that man is the fact that he has not been exposed to certain kind of knowledge. Even you initially, when you got born again, like I know one of my brothers, those days some kind of vision used to bother him until he began to mature. He was able to interact with them at a higher plane. Are you with me? So when you grow more, you find out from the scripture. In fact, there are some people in the body of Christ, good people, but they are not exposed to this kind of apostolic teachings, and they don't know that it's possible for the spirit to give birth. That a man has a womb. So the Bible says, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Next verse. We have also, how many of you know the background behind this thing? thing that this man is speaking about in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Huh? Doc, do you know the background? No. Why are you changing the key? The background is that Peter was giving an account of that encounter they had with Jesus. As a matter of fact, every one person that had that encounter is testifying about that encounter as the apex of their encounter as far as this natural plane is concerned. The only person on that mount that did not testify was James. Why? Because they collected his head. But John also testified. How many of you know? In the book of 1 John, he said, what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hands have handled, is still about the same encounter. This is Peter still talking about the same encounter. I said, that is to show you that there is, as far as they are concerned, there is no bigger encounter concerning the person of Jesus Christ that they ever had. Are you getting the point? That is the greatest. It was there that they actually realized literally the man that they were relating with. It's just like watching somebody like me. One of the men of God that was sitting at Bakaliki. Okay, you heard what he said now. He said, he told me, have you noticed that you are a different person when you are not ministering and when you are ministering? So he's just trying to say something, that something changes about a man. So the disciples have seen Jesus do miracles, do all kinds of things, but they feel that he's just a very powerful prophet. They didn't know that that man is carrying the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he's walking around with them. So when they went on the mountain, he just said, let me remove garments now. And the thing shined so bright. It was the ambience of Jesus's prayer room that was able to host the dimensions of Elijah and Moses. They were not disturbed. You know, when we say some of these things, some people think we are pushing prayer and all these things too much. Priesthood. The truth is that it's not as if God doesn't want to come on. But there are ambience, there are certain things that can host certain angels, talk more of dimension of God's presence. He wants to come. He wants to come more than you are willing to even beg him to come. So it's not about begging him, it's about creating the ambience. Huh? I don't know how your room is. Maybe I'll come and visit you one of these days. Are you with me? What is the shape of your room, Joshua? Huh? Let me ask you. The way your room is, if Pastor Chris or Yakilo may say, I want to visit you this evening, will you leave it like that? Are you getting the point? I'm just trying to strike a point. But your brother can visit you there, no be so. Henry, you can visit him in that his room the way it is. It's possible me, I can't come there. If I come, I will just manage it because I like you, and next time I won't come. Are you getting the point? I'm giving you a literal explanation. If you don't understand this, I don't know what you will understand now. It's not as if this man doesn't want to come. Your ambience can't host them. Even if we say Apostle Rome is coming here now, you will see that the whole setting of this place will not be the same. We will start setting up. I say, if he wants to come in your room and say, I want to sleep on that your bed, and I'm coming next week Monday, you will borrow money. Set of things. The implication of that is that there are certain caliber beings that you cannot host in your room, in your ambience. So you continue saying, "Oh God, come, come, I want an encounter. I want to encounter you, Jesus. I want to."
They want to come. You can't host them. There are certain people that can't come around where you are living. Huh?
Let me use another example.
You are living where cultists and thieves and all kinds of miscreants are living, and you invited some people to come and visit you. If they come once, they will disappear, because they don't want to lose their phone, they don't want to lose their articles, their car is at risk visiting you. Is it their fault? You have not created the ambience. So when you begin to do priesthood, 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 there is a way you set up things. There is a way, there is a way we have set up in Revival Hub, and people can, some people are telling me that they want to visit us just to come and experience the atmosphere. Why do you think so? It is because of the thing we have created. And if it is true of those men of repute, human beings, then it is true of angels, then it is true of God too, because truth is parallel. So we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Now this is it, this is the point I'm trying to make. As far as Peter is concerned, the greatest of the encounter he had was that which is on the mount, and he has become the basis of their stamping their apostolic authority, referring men to that kind of encounter that was significant and special. It was spectacular. It was not something that repeated itself, and it was not something that was exposed to many. It was because of the key position that God gave them in the apostolic rank, in the apostolic order. Now this encounter, now are you with me? Follow me. Now this encounter is the encounter that separated three apostles from the rest of the apostles. Now there are other apostles, so, but then amongst them, three was also separated. And anytime you hear the account, there is one encounter that became the platform upon which they were separated from many. I don't want to go there, but it takes encounter to actually separate men from others. Yes, a season will come, and because of the mandate and assignment that is hanging upon the life of men, they are separated. And one of the instruments of separation that God brings from his archives, his encounters, this is the testimony of men like John and Peter. They said, "We also..." Now, he started from 18. Why not show me 17 and 18? Let me lay a little more foundation so that you understand the exalted place of the scriptures. "For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.'" This was the encounter happening on the mount. And remember, it was from this point that the scripture now said, "Hear ye him." "This is my beloved Son" was not the first time the utterance was coming from heaven. But what was added from that encounter on the mount was that he said, "Hear ye him," because at that point, the content, the purpose of that encounter is to close the chapter and to show men, heaven and earth, that from that time onward, that the utterance of God can only come from the Christ, because the Christ... If I go here now, I have to explain myself, so let me not go there. Should I go? Let me leave it. I've seen 1, 2, 3, and I will have to explain it. I need to finish this teaching. God will help me in Jesus' name. Okay, let me show you Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. We need to come back to this scripture. We are trying to explain this scripture. If you are fast, we do it. "God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets." Verse 2 is where I'm going to. We
Verse 2.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his what? So Christ is also the utterance. So there is Christ the person, there is Christ the utterance. Are you with me? That is what I want to show you now. So what was revealed on the mount, that encounter they had, that from that moment onwards, that Christ is now the utterance of God. That is the purpose of that encounter. So the Moses as an utterance has been closed. Elijah as an utterance has been closed. So what God was revealing, the purpose of that encounter on the mount, is that from that time onwards, that Christ is now what? The utterance of God. Even though, I want to travel too far. So let's get back. Yeah. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. So are you getting the point? We were with him. God. We were with him. Do you know the impact of the fact that some of you are staying with me? Some of you lived with me, ate with me, fasted with me, prayed with me. Do you know the impact he is having on your life? You don't even know the impact. We know in 5, 10 years, 15, 20, when you have become an elder, you will trace the authority of your life to this season. And you begin to tell men, those days. I know people like Elijah. He will not allow young people to rest. See, I'm telling you, listen to me, those days. So this thing that is happening here is intimidation, in my own understanding. Eh? Say after me, intimidation. So Peter was trying to intimidate other apostles. He's telling them, you guys are good, but the day this one happened, we are only three. And we are the Holy Mount with him. I just said this thing, I started feeling some things. But let's leave that one. Let's do our teaching. Huh? So it became the platform, the foundation of the apostolic authority. And if you check through the scriptures, according to people like Watchman Nee, and in extended revelation, people like my father in the Lord, there are three technocrats in the New Testament. Huh? Now, one of the technocrats is John, another one is Peter, another one is Paul. Meanwhile, are you with me? In my own opinion, and also in the opinion of these guys, huh? That position of that Paul had was supposed to be occupied by that man that died. So what Jesus took to the mountain on that day were the three technocrats that will be in charge of the epistles and the revelations of the Christ as far as the New Testament is concerned. Because the summary of the New Testament is captured in the ministry of these three technocrats. Is it not true? So the basis of their authority is from that encounter that they had on that Holy Mount. And if you check the life of Paul, the basis of his authority too was the same kind of encounter. Meanwhile, let's see verse 19. He said, we have also what? A more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Do you know what he said? Irrespective of that kind of encounter they had, we have a more sure word of prophecy. That even that kind of encounter is still subject to the authority of the scripture. Let me prove it. Do you know that encounter that Peter had? It was in that place. In fact, it was post Pentecost that made Peter and John understand that encounter. So as bogus as that encounter was, they were not brought into the experience. One of these days I will teach you kinds of encounter. There is the kind of encounter we call the optasis encounter. I think the man of God that taught on the sisters conference made reference to it, and I've taught it, said about it a little. There is an encounter that you participated in, and there are encounters that you don't participate in. When you participate in it, it is called optasis. I've given a few of you some of those books. Go and find a foundational truth and some of those books that is written by Peter Tan. Find it. It will clear all this doubt for you. Now, in that kind of encounter, the difference between the one Paul had and the one that Peter had, Paul's own was optasis, because he participated in the encounter. So the encounter took something from him and gave him something. But the glory that was shining where Peter and John was, they actually entered into the impact of that encounter when the Holy Ghost came. The proof is that Peter was on that mountain as he's looking at it. Are you with me? An encounter that is genuine. He now said, "Lord, Lord, let's build three tabernacles here." What kind of utterance is that? When they are trying to close a chapter and the man is making an utterance that is counterproductive, the exact opposite of what God is trying to achieve on that mountain was what Peter was saying. And the Bible recorded it clearly. He said, "This he spake, not knowing what to say." What kind of indictment is that? So that means that people can have a genuine encounter, but what they received and what they interpreted out of that encounter is error. And they will come out from that encounter as genuine as it is and lead many astray. And if you ask them, they will say they encountered Jesus. If you ask them, they will say they saw angels. If you ask them, they will say many visions they had. No, we need to bring it down to the front line of the scriptures and begin to test the matters to know of what spirit it is and know even how to apply. There are certain times your encounter can be genuine, but when you check it with the scripture, you find out that the times and seasons have not come. So many people begin to teach doctrines in the body of Christ as a result of their encounter, and they search one or two places in the scripture and it seems as if it's lining up with their encounter. What they don't know is that what they are teaching, the times and the season have not come. So an attempt to teach that kind of thing will lead you into error. Encounter, genuine. Experience, genuine. Vision, genuine. Interpretation, wrong. And if interpretation is wrong, application is what? The whole point I'm trying to make is that even when you have that kind of encounter, we bring it down to the more sure word of prophecy, which is the scriptures. Are you with me? Now I'm back to why we actually read this place. The scriptures as the oracles of God. Now, the fundamental oracle of God is the scripture. Now, many problems that people have in the body of Christ is seeking God to speak to them when they have not given themselves to the word that God have already spoken. No, you have not given yourself to the one he has spoken and you want him to speak. It's a waste. Because the truth is this. There is nothing really that God will speak about that he has not spoken in the scripture from beginning to end. When you read the book of Revelation, you will see that the end is already prophesied. Now your capacity to enter into the knowledge is now the problem. Are you with me now? The capacity to enter into the revelation. The point I'm trying to make is that at any point in time that God spoke to you on any matter, if you are intelligent in the scriptures and there is a help by the Holy Spirit in an attempt to lead you into the truth that is captured thereof, you will find out that your visions that is correct is consistent with the revelation of the scriptures. So in the days that we find ourselves correct with God, the fundamental place that God will begin to speak to us is from the scriptures. So if a man is in touch with God, then he is in touch with the Holy Scriptures. As a matter of fact, that is the ordained place that God speaks to you. So anytime you wake up in the day to open your Bible, it is expected that you are going there to get your Father to speak to you. Are you getting the point? When you don't come with that fundamental mindset, then it is true that you read the scripture for many reasons, maybe for revelation, exegesis, maybe to know certain things, but you were not coming there to be spoken to. And I need to tell you that the feedback you get from the scriptures is dependent on the posture that you sustain before approaching. Have you heard the scripture that said, come with meekness to the engrafted word that is able to build you up? So in this context, if a man is if a man will benefit from the building capacity of the word, then there is a fundamental need. That need is of the heart, and that need is a posture of the heart. What is the posture that you need to sustain if you want to be built by the word? What is the need? What is the posture? Say meekness. So when a man comes to the word and assumes that the word has spoken, in fact, you assume that you know what is going to be said, just because they quoted John chapter 3 verse 16, you assume you already know the possible thing that is going to come from it. That is a man that have excluded himself from the building that the word has been ordained to do in his life that day. At that moment that you think you know, that is the moment you have been excluded from the building capacity of the word. Because many times we come to the word, it is not as if we have not heard it before. Men like Peter will say, I keep in remembrance of this word, knowing that I know that you have heard it before, but I keep in remembrance. Because building most time doesn't happen. Why? Oh, how many of you have done, you have done messing before? Concrete, have you done concrete before? Are you sure? How many bars can you do per day? Huh? 2 bars. You are a young man. When did you do this? I was in JS3 when I was doing 2 bars. As lanky as I am, you know, these days, I just checked myself the other day. It'd be like, I don't they add some, you need, if you know how lanky I am. But I was doing 2 bags in JS3. By the time I came to SS3, I was doing 4 bags. I entered university and decided not to do it, no matter how hungry I am, no matter what is happening. Part of the reason is that I started listening to a man, and I needed to. It's not about the work, but the work is have started affecting my mindset. Yes, and you need to know that whatever you see in Revival Hub or see around me, it was first of all in my mind. Rabbi, I say you were first of all in my mind. I know you don't believe it. Chamaka, you were first of all in my mind. That is why you can only draw people that you have sustained the mindset to draw. If those kind of people, if you don't have the mindset, if they come, they will go. If they, by any means they came, maybe because of miracle, they will still go. Because it takes mind, the mind, a certain kind of mind to sustain. So let me leave that part. I will go and say some things now and will continue there. So I stopped. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you did the concrete now, there is a guy that is standing, he is the foreman. When you, it's only legends that know the meaning of this. When you started, my guy, are you saying you don't know this thing? You are experienced. You and Jasper now, you are experienced in this matter. Those days I started early, I don't know how to drop the thing. I will do my head like this, and the two of us will fall inside. Until I started looking at elders. I tell you, in every business there is elders. Learn from the elders. So I saw that those guys will do their head like this. I come about. So I carried my own. I did it like this until I mastered it. Now my point is that there is a guy that is standing with something like, what's that thing called? Rama. Is he a correct name? Is he a professional name? That Rama is a professional name. So
You now see the rammer, it will be doing like this. Go, go. And then it will level. Go, go. And when you do the first one, you will see that even though the thing, when you poured it, it was like this. When they were through with the rammer, it will come down. Then we pour another one. That's what happens when you are built by the word. Sometimes the first one will come and you think you are full. You need the rammer. Say after me. Let's rammer you. When we rammer the one that is down, that's why sometimes we need to do some drinking session. When you eat, you drink. And it will go down. We just did rammer. And you find out that you have not been built enough. How many times have you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? Reduce the volume a little. How many times? You have not. You have not finished it. What of New Testament? Have you finished it? Now, wow, you are late. Oh. Anybody that have not finished the New Testament at least 5 times? Huh? Okay, let me speak like my father in the Lord. You are 23 and you have not finished the New Testament 5 times. You are late. You are a joker, actually. You are a joke. I'm not saying looking for revelation. Just read the Bible. Read Bible 5 times. Read it. Guess what? The New Testament is very easy to finish. Think you can finish it in 1 week, dependent on how fast you read. If you read 20 chapters every day, can finish the New Testament in 2 weeks. Is it not true? 20 chapters. Matthew is how many chapters? Mark is how many chapters? It's only the Gospels that are big in chapters. When you enter the Epistles, some of them are 2 chapters, some of them are 1. Many of you looking at me here, you have not finished New Testament. And every day you are praying, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop praying. Some of the things you are praying for is in the Bible. Some of you, when they bring Bible, you are lazy. Your journey is far. Somebody is looking at me somehow. Once they put that chant, you drop your Bible and run. Okay, you need to do Bible study. And the day, because this is our year of light and dominion. By next year, the way we do 24 hours prayer is the way we do 24 hours Bible study. The Bible said the time will come, certain people will not endure doctrine. No sound, no nothing. It's just Bible studies. We tear this Bible, chew it. I'm here to see a man that ate the Bible well that is not guided. I'm here to see a man that ate the Bible well that is not well led. If the Holy Spirit wants to lead you, how does he do it? Most times he just quickens the word in the scripture. That's the not just fundamental, the major way he leads. So you look at it like this. Jesus, watch and pray, for the days are evil. You want to turn the thing, he said, watch and pray, for the days are evil. You want to say, watch and pray, watch and pray. Say, what is this in watch and pray? And then tomorrow you went to Abba. And then you looked at a damsel 3 times. Meanwhile, you have covenanted with your eyes that you will not look upon a maid. Glory. But what you don't know is that there are demons and principalities. Some ladies have also covenanted with Satan that you must look upon a maid. So you need to cook yourself. You don't know. Some people said it's either they kill Paul or they die. And they are walking the street and you think they are normal. Some of them even shook your hands. You don't know why you came here. Some of them even hugged you.
snap picture with them, put on Facebook. Some of them called you boo. That is that boo that brought you here now. It brought you in sab. You know, we said this thing we laugh. Is real life Tino? Is even worse than this. Is the day they taught you that nothing is bad in hugging? That's why you are here. One damn cell hugged you like this, and your prayer life left. You knew. Hey, somebody has happened to you. They hugged you and hugged away your prayer life, and you are smiling like a goat. Christmas goat. Just watch. You are not intelligent. I'm helping somebody. I say I'm helping somebody. Once you cook and you are cooked to a point and you want to press over, that guy will come and hug you. Once the guy hugs you like this, you become normal, carnal Christian. You start smiling like a goat. They have collected your prayer life and you are laughing. May God deliver you. May God deliver you. Are you sure that's not what happened at Banawa? So the fundamental thing here is the scriptures. I say it's not old school to look at some damsel. The way you are looking at the damsel, don't go and form big boy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't go and form big lady. My eye have shine. I'm woke now. And you move and go and hug the guy. You don't know what some of those guys are carrying. Yes, there are some guys that is carrying electric charge. They went to charge. Somebody said, we are sharing some visions today. Somebody said he saw some power banks in this place. Many in different stature and rank. And they were plugged to electricity. They were charging. Imagine somebody meeting this person now, and you now joke with her. She will shock you with the charges that she is carrying. Are you getting the point? That's where you shock people. That's where the other people, they used to charge themselves too. There is a prophet that said the wife came, and a guy, I think I've said this before, a guy came for counseling in his office and sat down, crossed his leg as the woman was doing counseling. A woman of God, though, on fire, prophetic, all kinds of things happening. The guy sat, crossed his leg. The woman was talking. He was looking at the woman in the eyes, straight on the eyeball like this, and then he will lick his lips like this. When it happened the first time, the woman said, "Blood of Jesus in her hand." I know if you are the one, you will balance like this. They will just carry you, transport you. Guess what? Some of those people know when they are making progress. Just because you kept your hand like a pastor and squeezed your face, they know they have collected your gas. When they lay down the foundation, they will now come in the night and call you. Let me leave that. This thing is like, I want to save your life, so that the small fire you caught will last. It's more important to maintain the one you have than to collect off, be light you again off. All the time you are coming for fire. Hey, I want fire, or man of God, I want fire. The one we gave you before, where is it? Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? Rabbi, you know what I'm saying now? Huh?
the woman of God have to run away and go and meet her husband and report herself. That as the guy is licking his lips, he now noticed some arrows is entering her heart, and the thing actually entered. Once he enters like that and you are trying, he's not working, go and report yourself to authority. Don't think you know any, you don't know anything, my friend. Go and report yourself. Tell the person, as I'm talking like this, one guy smiled at me when I was coming back, and I've not stopped thinking about the guy since 2 weeks. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have even prayed and fasted. The thing is there, and he's one foolish guy. Let me stop. I just helped somebody. I just saved somebody from something, and that's why we touched this. I cannot overemphasize the fundamental place of the scriptures as the oracle. The next one is the Holy Spirit as the last one. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. You are not there and you didn't say wait for us. Nena, are you there? Say wait for us now. Say wait for me. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. Sister, are you sure you are with your Bible? Akoma Hambatalia Zagadash Shisavala Hata. Marco Bedehatia. You are a magician, oh, the two of you. You know now. Come and teach me how you do this, your magic. I need to learn it. How you survive without a Bible? Huh? That means you are not reading your Bible. The person that needs it took it. When dust is on the thing, the person dusted it and started it. You know, if it's in this my town, you know what they will tell you? Victor, tomorrow carry this young man, go to Igwe and bring fowl for him. Now the Spirit speaketh. Say after me. Now the Spirit speaketh. Expressly. Now the other one that he's saying is not our focus. That one will take us from where we are going. Now there are many places that is like this. More so in the Old Testament. But I have to. There are many other places in the New Testament. But what is important here is that the Spirit. Now the Spirit. What? Speak it. Acts chapter 13, I think verse 4. There might not be need to open it, but if you open it, it's good. The scripture said that when they have fasted and prayed, the Holy Ghost what? Said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Verse 3, it should be in verse 3. Verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost what? Said. The Holy Ghost said. This is the final and last oracle of the Spirit. But this is the reason why I put it last, is that it is you have to mature to understand this. Now, the reason why it has to be differentiated from others, irrespective of the fact that almost all other oracles, in fact, all other oracles that is speaking, is actually the Spirit that is speaking. Whether it's from the scriptures, whether it's human being, whether it's. But when you become dynamic in understanding the voice of God, you will know when the Spirit spoke expressly. Are you getting the point now?
There are seasons when the spirit, like as I'm teaching, I'm teaching by the spirit. But it is not necessarily the spirit that is speaking what? Expressly. Are you getting the point? There are seasons when the spirit speaks expressly. In those days, because the spirit is spirit and it needs to communicate to us, he still needs a vessel. He still needs another conduit, even though he is the one speaking. Are you getting the point? It is my own belief that even here that they said, the Holy Ghost said, it might be one of the prophets that is there. Because I think Agabus is there. Huh? It can still be one of the prophets through whom the Holy Ghost. But they have matured in God to know when they spoke by the energy of God that is in their spirit, and when the Holy Ghost spoke directly, bypassing their mental capacity, bypassing their, you know, God can speak. Like many of the teachings I'm bringing to you now, my mind interacted with it. Are you with me now? Now, many times people teach you, their mind interacted with it. So it comes, as powerful as those truths are, it comes across to you through the vehicle of their mind. And most times the truths coming across to you through men is affected by the mental range and mental capacity of the people that is teaching you. In other words, are you with me? In other words, there are certain things you will not be able to teach if your mental range has not been expanded. That is why God committed to Paul the kind of ministry he committed to him. He has been a man that is given to books. He is a doctor of the law. So it is natural for God to commit to him that kind of ministry. Are you getting the point? So he cannot struggle with mental labor in the scriptures. There is such a thing as mental labor in the scripture. You bring Bible like this, you labor on it. I know you don't believe it, but you can labor on the scripture for long, for 8 hours, 10, 12, 20 hours. I don't speak of things I don't do. I know you have heard that I've prayed for 20 hours, but you have not heard that I've studied for 20 hours. Now I'm telling you now. As a matter of fact, you might have heard it before. On the average, I study more than I pray. Yes. This is how my day runs. Once I come, I normally study from 9 till maybe 2 or 3 if we have bed pants. Then we pray, you know the way we pray, and some other prayers I pray. If you summarize all the prayers, it will be like 5 to 6 hours. But my study is between 6 to 8 hours. Sometimes my prayer is even 4 hours. But my study is 6 hours. Are you getting the point now? Even though most times, that's my level now. It might be hard for you. Huh? Somebody like me now, I can be studying and praying at the same time. It will be hard for you because it will affect your comprehension. But I can do it. I can do it. There is a place I will float in the spirit. Then God will release a lot of his glory on my mental capacity. As a matter of fact, if it can only be possible for me to access layers of revelation if I'm brought to that place. There is a way I teach and the things I say and the way I say it that you can't say. It is not just because of the capacity to say. It is actually also about the fact that I was brought into a layer of revelation. And once you are brought, the way they show you things in that place is the way you are going to say it. Are you getting the point now? So most times, for me to maintain access in that place, I have to be praying as I'm studying. So as I'm studying, how can you be hearing this and you are not responding? And then I will shout, Jesus! And then I will enter back. Do do my head like this. Part of the things I'm ensuring is to make sure I don't enter the scripture in the flesh. That's what I'm ensuring. Part of the things I'm ensuring is that I don't encounter the word with only my mind. That's part of the things I'm ensuring. Part of the things I'm ensuring is that I interact with the spirit of the word. When I finish that kind of study and I come and teach it, if you will say the same thing I said, when I say it, you will see the life and power. Because as I'm interacting with my head, I'm interacting with the life in it. Once I hit the energy, I come out. We've said the same thing. I'll say, Jesus loves you. No, you don't believe it. I say, Jesus loves you. He sent me to tell you. He sent me to tell you. If it will take him going to the cross to prove it, he did it. If we take him the next 6 months to show you acts of love, if it will take acts of love to prove that he loves you, he will show it. Why are you believing me than yourself? You are believing what I'm telling you more than your own. Why? Is this thing I'm showing you secrets? Don't enter the world anyhow. Don't enter there. That's why you are not fruitful in your. Have you not noticed you are not fruitful in your word engagement? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? If you behave like this, you will find out that this word, this Bible is too rich. Sometimes I stay in one verse and I will be struggling to come out, struggling. The thing is too rich, will be going deep. As I'm looking, I'm seeing a bottomless pit and I'm fetching. For 9 hours, I'm fetching from one verse. There is something I want to say. If I say it now, this meeting will end. I don't want to say I'm teaching today. I don't want to do that today. We have not actually made much progress today, as I expected. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is an oracle through which the voice of God comes to you. I don't know if we'll be able to touch the rest. I want to touch the oppressions of the voice of God, and there are 9 in number. Obviously, we can't finish it. I want to touch the responses to the voice of God, and there are 9 in number. I want to touch how to interact with the voice of God, and there are 4. I want to touch how to be accurate with the voice of God, and there are 12. Obviously, we can't finish it. As I'm teaching this thing, it's beyond the teaching. There is a spirit that is being imparted to you. Suddenly, your capacity to hear God is increasing. That's what I pray that God will bless you with. You will hear God so much and become so sensitive that if... Come and see me after this meeting. That if... Oh... 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 Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
I see a lady in the spirit now, and I see like a hand is bringing something like a cutting board. That's what I was seeing, and it seems as if they're bringing out some things from your ear. And what I heard is that your ear was blocked, and there is a miracle that God will do for you today. Your spiritual ears will be unblocked. It will be unblocked, my God. Why not pray in the next 1 minute and ask God to bless you with clarity, bless you with abundance of speakings, bless you with the abundance of counsel. Bless you. You have 2 minutes and then we close. Oh, 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 hey, 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 the realms of visions and revelation is opening up to people. You will no more be having visions and you are confused. There is something God is doing now. There are three people here. You have dreams and visions and you wake up confused. You don't even understand what is trying to happen, what God is trying to show you. What is, you don't understand. You are more confused even after the visions. Opening up, it's 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 opening up. The realms of visions and revelations, clarity. Clarity, understanding, visions, revelations. Oh my God. Hey, 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 oh, 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 oh.
oh, 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 Rabbi. Hey, 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 oh, 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 oh. Yes, yes. My God. Hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 hey. The Lord spoke now, and I asked him, why are you speaking? He said he's speaking business ideas to people. Business ideas. It will become very clear. It will become obvious that God is the one that sent you. Hey, 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 ho, ho, ha, 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 hey, the confusion disappears. We punish confusion. Even if God will speak seven times, he will speak. If it will be what it takes to bring clarity to you. If clarity demands vision, it will come. If it demands revelation, it will come. If it demands encounters, it will come. Hey. Hey, oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, 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 hi, hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. I still hear it. Business ideas. There is somebody here. God is giving you a business idea that is worth $1 million. That's what I hear in my spirit. The business idea is worth $1 million. There are many things God is saying now. Thank you.
my God, my God. There is somebody listening to me, either here or online. Your mother has been sick for long. In fact, she is bedridden. Let me tell you what God is saying now. He's saying that your mother will begin to recover from today. Watch out in the next 7 days.
Oh, 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 hey, hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh.
Let all confusion disappear.
Hey, hey, oh, oh, oh.
Aya! Car, car.
Hey, hey, hey.